Hi, everyone. Today is Friday, May 15th. Yesterday, the Connecticut Air National Guard saluted the state's medical workers in flyovers over hospitals and healthcare facilities throughout the state to say thanks. I was standing on the wet dock with members of our medical team and our volunteers when the C-130 transport plane flew by Lawrence and Memorial Hospital. I have to admit it was moving to think about how all of us are connected on a very basic human level as a result of this pandemic. Today, I'd like to offer my own thank you to everyone involved who has enabled our business to continue through COVID-19. On Wednesday, I talked about the milestones we've met over the last few weeks. Those milestones would not have been possible without the hard work and dedication of the folks throughout all of our facilities. To all of you who've played a part in making history by keeping our business running, thank you. Our first round of testing is winding down. Thank you to those who've gotten tested. Since my last update, we've identified one additional positive case of COVID-19. The individual works in Department 453 on the sixth floor of Building 88. They were tested on May 12th, and our last day of work was May 13th. Out of the nearly 4,500 people tested, we've identified only two new cases. I believe these results are due to the aggressive stance we've taken to protect you during the pandemic, and by every EB employee doing their own personal part to stay safe. I'm proud of the work we've done together, and I hope you are too. I can't think of a better example of living our core value of valuing each other. We've documented our approach to protecting the workforce from the virus and are now identifying things that have worked and things that might require some additional thinking. All of these lessons will be important in the coming weeks as we transition out of our crisis response into recovering with resilience. I'm grateful for your cooperation, your flexibility, and for your ingenuity as we've found new ways to deliver on our mission. That flexibility will be key as we move forward. Yesterday, our Director of Safety, Paul Marsiglio, put out a reminder about wearing appropriate face coverings. There's still so much about this disease that we don't know, but what we do know is clear. Wearing a mask prevents droplets of virus from infecting other people. Wearing a mask shows you value other people. No one enjoys wearing a mask. In the words of one of our seasoned shipbuilders on the deck plate, I wear a mask because I worry about my mother in her late 80s, my siblings, my grandchildren. It's not just about me. So please remember, we're all in this together. Our purpose states that we deliver the advantage that protects our sailors, our families, and our freedom. Right now, that means protecting others from catching the virus. It's that simple. It sounds like we're finally going to have some spring-like weather in New England this weekend. I hope you can get out and enjoy it safely. I think we've all earned it. Thanks for listening.